this year will be different than the other shiurim that I usually give, because this year is an informative shiur, and the purpose of the shiur is to discuss the various approaches that can be adapted Shabbos Erev Pesach. And many yonim will be discussed, so I will not mention, as I usually do, a number of kashes and then iterets, because this is an informative shiur. Also, this shiur is dedicated to the memory of my mother-in-law, Zecheinu Livracha, Rebbetzin Ruth Shurin, and Ches Nissen will be the fourth yahrzeit of Rebbetzin Ruth Shurin. Usually I give the shiur on the day of the yahrzeit, but because it's on Sunday, so the yeshiva will not be in session, so because of that, I give the shiur tonight, but it's dedicated to Rebbetzin Ruth Shurin, Zecheinu Livracha. Now, I want to go over two small sugyas in Miseches Psochim in connection with the dinim of Shabbos Erev Pesach. So one small sugya is Daf Mem Tes in Psochim. So the Mishnah says Daf Mem Tes in Psochim, Arbo Osor Shechaliyez B'Shabbos Mivarin es hakel milifnei Hashabbos. Divrei Reb Meir. So if Erev Pesach Arboso Binis is chal on Shabbos, so according to Reb Meir, Friday we have to be mivayir all the chametz. V'chachomim emrim bizmanu. And the chachomim say no, that the bi'o chometz takes place bizmane, and Erev Pesach on Shabbos. Reb Lezer bar Tzodik Meir, Trumo milifnei Shabbos, v'chum bizman. It all depends. Trumo, so the bi'o of Trumo, that take place Erev Shabbos, but chum takes place bizman. So in other words, in regard to chum, Reb Lezer bar Tzodik agrees with the Chachom. But whereas the Chachomim say that both Trumo and Chum, so the Bio takes place on Shabbos, not Erev Shabbos, so Blazer Reb Tzodik says Trumo lifnei Shabbos v'chum bizman. Now Rashi says that when Reb Meir says Mivar in Esakim lifnei Shabbos, he doesn't mean that we are mechuyev to destroy every crumb of chametz Erev Shabbos. He's certainly allowed, Rashi says, even according to Reb Meir, to be mishayeh the quantity of chometz that is needed for the Sude Shabbos. Mivare nesake bein chum bein trumo chutz mirdei achilosi li Shabbos avol kol ma sheosi bli vayeh yivay. But he is mishayeh even according to Reb Meir the mozen shtei sudes. V'chachomim emrim bizman. The chachomim say that the bio of chometz, bein trumo, bein chum, takes place on Shabbos. And Reb Lezer Reb Tzodik, so trumo lifnei Shabbos, Rashi explains it. Shin yochel achil loy lizorim veloy lebehim mezorim, ulashei so yefsher. Avul chum ein tzorek levayim, elu bizmane, sheyochelim tzilayen eichlin harbi. So according to Rashi, according to the Chachomim, he doesn't have to be mivayer on Friday any chometz. All the chometz he can be mivayer on Shabbos. Tanya, Reb Lezer bar Tzodik emir, Pam achas Shabbos, Shovas abo biyavne, v'chol abo osor liyiz b'Shabbos, u'bozunim mimune shel Rav Gamliel, v'yomar higia eis livayer es hachometz, v'olachti achar abo, u'bi'arnu es hachometz. Now that's one small sugi dealing with Shabbos Erev Pesach. Then there is another small sugi that with Gimul in Psochi. So there, Rav said, Halochet Rav Yudah. There is a machlekes between Rav Meir and Rav Yudah as to the zman until when can one eat chametz erev Pesach? So of course, midrashe is allowed to eat chametz until chatzis, but the chachomim made certain achokes. So according to Reb Meir, so he can eat chametz up to five shoyts, and according to Reb Yudeh, so achile is muter until dalet shoyts, until the third of the day, and but hanoye is muter until chometz shoyts, 5/12 of the day. So Rav says, Omar Rav Nachman, Omar Rav Halacha k'Reb Yudeh. That means that achile is muter until dalet shoyts, until the third of the day, and hanoye is muter until chometz shoyts. So Omar Rav Nachman. So then the Gemara asks, why does Rav say halacha k'Reb Yudeh? Why doesn't he say halacha k'Reb Meir? What's the basis for Rav's memory that the halacha is like Reb Yudeh, not like Reb Meir? So then the Gemara says, "V'boi say me, Rav di omar ki haytan, di tanye, arboso shechal yis b'shabes, mivar inesakil milifnei ha-shabes." So we have to be mivar everything before Shabbos. V'isei ofin trumis meyes pluyes uteres, bein vaday tomei and bein sofik tomei. Umishai rimina teres, mozin shtei sudeis, kidlechel adalet shoyts. So fantume teiro, he leaves over the equivalent of two sudeis that can be eaten on Shabbos. Divrei Rav Elazar ben Yehuda ish bar tusi, sheomar mishum Rabbi Yeshua, omru lei teres lo yisrifu shem yimtzu lemeichlin, omar lehem kvor bikshu lo yimotzu. אמרו לי שם החוץ לחיים עולנו, אמרו להם לדבריכם, אף פויס לי ישריפו, שם יום אליהו ויתרו. אמרו לי כבר מוכתלו לישראל, שם אליהו בו, ליבר בשבוסייס, ליבר ויום תימים, מפני התווח. אמרו לו, יזוזו משום, עד שקובו הלוכה, קרב לזה בן יהודה, איש בר תוסה, שאומר משום רבי ישוע. So he says there are two things. First of all, רב לזה בן יהודה, איש בר תוסה, says that you have to be mivayer everything erev Shabbos, leave over mozin to stay sudeis, and whatever remains of the mozin stay sudeis, that has to be nizbayer on Shabbos. But the rest of the chometz has to be nizbayer on Friday. That's one aloche that Reb Elazar ben Yehuda Ishbatus says. The other aloche is that he says agvuche, that in other words, he agrees, Reb Elazar ben Yehuda Ishbatus agrees with the halacha of Reb Yehuda. So Mimele, the Gemara said in one lotion that the reason is why Rav said that we pass like Reb Yehuda, not like Reb Meir, because Reb Elazar ben Yehuda Ishbatus agrees with Reb Yehuda. And then he says, Loi kovu, loi zozo mishom, ad shekovu aloche, kolezab yudei ishbat vusei. Shom ashe, my love afilu lache. Because it could mean that when the Braise says that kovu aloche, kolezab yudei ishbat vusei, so it has reference to the din of Biyom. Because Reb Elazar ben Yehuda ishbat vusei says two dinim. First of all, that the bio of the chometz takes place erev Shabbos, and only mozin shtei sudeis is left over. And then he mentions another din, agavurche, that the chometz is eaten on Shabbos erev Pesach until dalet shoyts. That's like a third of a day. That's like Reb Yehuda. So maybe the kovu haloche, Reb Elazar ben Yehuda ishbatuse, has reference to the zman bio. Whether the Zman Bio is Friday, but not, it doesn't have reference to the incidental din that Reb Elazar ben Yehuda Ishbatuse mentioned, namely that the chometz can be eaten until the third of the day. So my love, afilu leachel, omar af popi mishmei derove, loy levaya. Then in the Gemara, but then Gemara says that the halacha is like Reb Yehuda. All right, so that's the other Gemara. Now I just mentioned that Rashi says that in the Pshat, in the Mishneh, Daf Mem Tes, Avoso Shechali is b'Shabbes. Mivar in Esakil mifnei Shabbes. So Rashi says the Tremeya means Mivar in Esakil chutz Mozin Shtei Sudeis. Mozin Shtei Sudeis is allowed to live over for Shabbos. That's Rashi's Pshat. Rashi's Pshat. And that's also the Shite of the Ramban. And that's also the Shite of the Ram. However, Rabbi Nechai, he says that when Ramea says in the Mishnah, Arbooso Shechalias Bishabbos, Mivar in Esakil Mifnea Shabbos, so it means he has to destroy everything, not to leave over one mash of chametz. So then the question arises, according to Ramea, if he has to destroy everything Erev Shabbos, what will he eat on Shabbos? So, the Rabbi Ephraim and the Balamoyer and Rabbi Yitzchok Ibn Gais, so they all say that according to Rabbi Meir, he'll have to be Mikayim the Sude Shabbos with Matz. But there is the Yerushalmi says that it's Oser to eat Matzah on Erev Pesach. So how can it be Mikayim the Sude Shabbos with Matzah? So the Balamoyer says, the Rabbi Ephraim, Rabbi Yitzchok Gais, so they all say that the Iser of eating Matzah Erev Pesach is only Shayach when it's Osa to eat Chometz. But as long as it is Muter to eat Chometz, let's say until the third of the day is over, so it's Muter to eat Chometz, so it's Muter to eat Matzahs. It's Muter to eat Matzahs. This is mentioned by the Balamoyer, Rabbi Ephraim, Rabbi Yitzchok Gais. So, and the Rosh, he doesn't agree with the Shita of Rabbi Ephraim in the Pshat and the Mishneh. But in regard to this din, the Rosh agrees with Rabbi Ephraim and the Balamoyer that the Iser of eating Matzah is only when it's also to eat Chometz, after Dalet Shoreis. But until Dalet Shoreis, it's Mutar to eat Chometz, so it's Mutar to eat Matzahs. The Ramban in Milchameis is chelik on that day. He is chelik on the whole Shita of Rabbi Ephraim and Balamoyer, in the Pshat, in the Mishneh Daf Mem-Tes, but he's also chelik on this day. And the Ramban Shita is that it's Osa Kolayet. Even early in the morning, before the Dalet Shoreis are over, when it's Mutar to eat Chometz, but Matzah is Osa. Matzah is Osa. Because Matzah, the Chachomim answered, because Kishich Matzah Litov, you know, there should be a Heker. So Mimele, it's Osa Kolayim. Even early in the morning. Now, so that's the Ramban Shit. Now, so Arboso Shechali is B'Shabes, so Mivagen Esakel Mifnei HaShabes, so the Balamoyer, And Rabbi Ephraim, Rabbi Yitzchok Gais, they all say that according to Rav Meir, so you have to mivayach all the chometz, and then how will you be mikayim the mitzvah of Sude Shabbos by eating matzah? Or the Baal HaMoya mentions matzah shir also, but he can be mikayim the mitzvah of Sude Shabbos by eating matzah mamish, not only matzah shir. Divrei Rav Meir, v'chachomim emrim bizmanei. And so the Baal Yitur mentions in the name of Rabbi Ephraim that Rabbi Ephraim says that when the Chachomim say Bizmane, that you are Mivaya the Chometz on Shabbos, so the Chachomim do not mean that he doesn't have to be Mivaya any Chometz Friday. No, the Chachomim are also made that the bulk of the Chometz has to be destroyed Friday. But whereas according to Rabbi Meir, so he has to destroy everything, not even to leave over a mashu chometz, and he'll have to be mikayim so the Shabbos with matzah. So the Chachomim say no, bizmane. He only has to be mivayir on Friday. All the chometz over and above the mozin shtei sudeis, but the mozin shtei sudeis he lives over, and then any shiurim, any remnants that remain from the mozin shtei sudeis, that he is mechuy to be mivayir bizmane on Shabbos. Reb Lezer Betzodik emir trumo b'lifnei haShabbos, that trumo, so he is mivayir b'lifnei haShabbos on Friday ve'ichum bizman, and chum, so he's mivayir, so bizman. And what does it mean, bizman, according to Rabbi Ephraim? So bizman means that he has to that he has to be mivayer all the chometz over and above the Sude Shabbos on Friday, and then he leaves over Mosei Shtei Sudes. Now let's see how Gishenim pass. Now let's see the first derif. Now here the Gemara says that Yudkimu Loizozu Mishem Achikovu Haloche Kibese. Like Chablezer Ben Yehuda Yishbatus. So what does Chablezer Ben Yehuda Yishbatus say? Chablezer Ben Yehuda Yishbatus says that he has to be Mivayer all the Trumis, Teres, Ruyes, but he leaves over of the Teres of Trumo Teiro, he leaves over Moshe Shtei Sudes. This is what Rabbi Zalman Yudin Shbatus says. And the Gemara says, Kovalo Hakemes. Now, then, on the Sugye of the Mishneh Daf Meiter, Sim Sochi. So the Mishneh says, Aboso Shechalies Bishabes Mivari. So then the Mishneh says, so then the Rif says, Vikayu Long Kerablezer Batzodik, Vikoye Kerablezer Yishbatuse. Why? Because the Gemara says Rablezabat Pamachas, so he tells his story. So in other words, so the aloha is like Rablezabat Tzodik. This is what the Rif says. And then, Dafyut Gimur, the Rif says that the aloha is, the price says that Kovu Halocha Kimeis. In other words, and what does Rablezabat Yudish Batus say? That Trumoteiro, so we have to be Mivayeya. Erev Shabbos, and they have to leave over just Mosei Shtei Sudes. So Rabbi Ephraim raises the question against the Rif that the Rif is Mizake Shtorele Betrei. In other words, how can he pasken on one hand like Rabbi Ezeb Reb Tzolik, and on the other hand he paskens like Rabbi Ezeb Yehude Ishbatus? Because so he says here. They differ. Reb Lezer ben Tzodik and Reb Lezer ben Yehuda Yishbatuse differ on 2 points. First of all, they differ in respect to Truma, because Reb Lezer ben Yehuda Yishbatuse says that you are not Mivayer all the Chometz Erev Shabbos, all the Truma Erev Shabbos. You are only Mivayer over the Chometz, the Truma, over and above the Mosei Shtei Sudes. Whereas Reb Lezer ben Tzodik says Truma Lifnei Shabbos. You have to Mivayer all the Truma Erev Shabbos. So that's one point of difference between Rabbi Elazar ben Reb Tzodik and Rabbi Elazar ben Yehuda Yishbatuse. And then there is a second point of difference between Rabbi Elazar ben Tzodik and Rabbi Elazar ben Yehuda Yishbatuse. Because Rabbi Elazar ben Tzodik says, Chum bismanon, he agrees with the Chachomim in regard to Chum. So that means that you have to be Mivayer. You have to be Mivayer all the Chometz, on Shabbos. Whereas Rabbi Elazar ben Yehuda Yishbatuse says that all the chometz over and above the Mosei Shtei Sudes, so you have to mivayer Friday. So how can the Rif pasken on one hand like Rabbi Elazar ben Yehuda ben Tzodik, and on the other hand like Rabbi Elazar ben Yehuda Yishbatuse is mizake shtorel bitrei? So the Ram says that there is no stir, because in regard to the first point of difference that Rabbi Ephraim mentions in respect to Trumo. Namely, that according to Rabbi Zabar Tzodik, so all the Truma is Nisbayer Erev Shabbos. Whereas, according to Rabbi Zabar Yudish Batuse, so he has to leave over of the Truma Mosei Shtei Sudes. So the Ram says, according to the Rif, so when Rabbi Zabar Tzodik says Truma Mlifnei Shabbos, he doesn't mean all the Truma. He means Truma. Over the Truma, over and above the Mosei Shtei Sudes. But the Mosei Shtei Sudes, he lives over. So it's mamish like Reb Lezer ben Yehuda Yishbatuse. In respect to the second point of difference that Rabbi Ephraim mentions, namely, that according to Reb Lezer ben Reb Tzodik, so all the Chum has to be Nisbayer Erev Shabbos, all the Chum has to be Nisbayer on Shabbos, Chum Bizmanon. Whereas Reb Lezer ben Yehuda Yishbatuse says that he's only Mishaya Mosei Shtei Sudes, so the Ran says that according to the Rif, Reb Lezer ben Yehuda Yishbatuse does not have reference to Chum. Reb Lezer ben Yehuda Yishbatuse doesn't mention Chum. He only mentions Truma. So only Truma, he has to be Mivayer all the Truma over and above over and above the Moses Tisudeis. Mashe'inkein Chum. So he doesn't have to be Mivaya any Chum, and he can be Mivaya. All, according to Rabbi Yudish Batuse, all the Chum, Chometz, he can be Mivaya on Shabbos. This is what the Ran says in the Rifshit. Anyway, so according to the Ran's Pshat in the Rif, and the Ramban's Pshat in the Rif, the Ramban has the same Pshat in the Rif. So the Rif passes as follows, that insofar as Chum is concerned, so the Chiyuv of Biur of Chometz Chum takes place on Shabbos, and on Friday is not Mechuyev to be Mivayeh any Chometz. Everything is Arzman, Bizman on Shabbos. Insofar as Trumo is concerned, so then he passes like Rabbi Zvi Yehudish Batuse, and this is the same thing that Rabbi Zvi Tzadik says, Trumo Lufnei HaShabbos. So it means the Trumo that is over and above the Moses Shnei Sudeis. And this is what Rabbi Zvi Yehudish Batuse says, that Mivar in the Sakeil, over and above the Trumo of Moses Shnei Sudeis. But as far as Chum is concerned, Rabbi Zvi Yehudish Batuse is made that he doesn't have to be Mivar or anything. I'm fine. So anyway, so according to the Rif Shite, so as the Ram and the Ramban explain it, so the halacha is that Chum you don't have to be Mivayer at all Friday, and Trumo you have to be Mivayer Friday, except for the Moses Shnei Sudeis. Now let's see how the Ramban passes. Rambam Perigimu Miyulches Chometz Umatzot Halochi Gimutz El Esvalos Chol Arbo Oso Riyiz Bishabos Beit Kines HaChometz Gileilei Arav Shabbos Shuhu Leil Shleish Oso Umaniach Min HaChometz Gidileachel Mimenu Ad Arba Shoyiz Biyim HaShabbos Umanichei Bivoki Mutzno Vahashor Mivarei Milifnei HaShabbos. So the Rambam does not pasken like the Rif Shite according to the Ran's Pshat in the Rif and the Ramban's Pshat in the Rif. Because according to the Ran's Pshat in the Rif and the Ramban's Pshat in the Rif, so the Rif paskens that all Chometz of Chum so has to be Nizbayer on Shabbos. You don't have to be Mivayer any Chometz Chum Erev Shabbos. Not at all. But the Ramban paskens explicitly that chol arbo so li is b'shabes beit kens achom ilev shabes umaniach nachom ilechom ben adar b'shoyi bim shabes v'ashor mivarim lifnei shabes. So in other words, where did he get that psak? Because the Rambam paskens like Rabbi Zvi Yehudish Batuse and Afyudim, and Rabbi Zvi Yehudish Batuse says that mivarim hakel milifnei shabes, but he has to be mishaya, just the equivalent of two sudes. So mele the Rambam paskens like Rabbi Zvi Yehudish Batuse. But where is the Ran says that according to the Rif, Rabbi Zvi Yehudish Batuse is reference only to Trumo when he says mivarim hakel milifnei shabes umshaya Moses Shnei Sudeis? He limits himself only to Trumo, but as far as Chum is concerned, he doesn't have to be mivar anything erev shabes. So the Rambam is chelik on the Rif. And the Rambam Shiti is no, that when Rabbi Zvi Yehudish Batuse says Mivar es Hakel, he doesn't mean Hakel of Trumo. Mivar es Hakel Chum or Trumo, Umishayo Moses Shtei Sudeis, Bein of Chum, Bein of Trumo. Bein of Chum of Trumo. So according to the Shite of the Rambam, the Halacha is like Rabbi Zvi Yehudish Batuse, because the Braise says Kovo Halacha Kimeise. So, but, and according to the Rambam, Rabbi Zvi Yehudish Batuse, even though he doesn't spell out Chum explicitly, but he has reference not only to Trumo, he has reference to Chum as well. Mimele, he paskens that he has to be Mivayer Erev Shabbos all the Chometz, over and above the Moses Shnei Sudeis. The Moses Shnei Sudeis he leaves over, and the remnants of that Moses Shnei Sudeis, he has to be Mivayer on Shabbos. So, Kosav Haravitzal, Horav Lui Kosav Kei. Elo bitrumo hu shemivayeya u mishayeya avol bichum eini mivayeya klum elo bizmane כי רב לזה בן יהודה איש בתוסה, וכרב לזה בן צודק, תתערווי הסביר לי את הדודה, וכן עיקר עד כאן לשני. So the Ravid explains the Riv ממש the same way as the Ram, in the Ramban. And he passes like the Riv. So in other words, so the Ravid says the Harav, the Riv, didn't pass like that. Why? Because the Riv paskens well, not only like Chablezer ben Yehuda ish batuse, where the vice says kovah halacha kemeise, but he also paskens like Chablezer ben Tzodek, and as far as chum is concerned, so Chablezer ben Tzodek and the rabbonon on the tzayin hach that is bismanon. So mimele, so and the Riv holds, the Ravid says, Mamesh is the Ram explains the Riv, that when Rabbi Elazar ben Yehuda ish batuse says mivagen esakel, he limits himself only to truma, but chum he doesn't have to be mivayer anything. So all the chum chometz he can be mivayer on Shabbos. So in other words, so in the Ravid paskens like the Riv. Now let's see how the Shulchan Aruch paskens. Simen Tov Mem Dalet Yudalet Shechol Yis B'Shabes Beit Kin Leil Yud Gimu U'mivarin Hakel Yifnei HaShabes U'mishayri Mozim B'Yisudeis Yitzirach HaShabes V'Yisude Gimu Zmanu Achara Minche V'Yozin Yochel Ha'asei Iso Loi B'Matzo V'Loi B'Chometz Elo B'Matzo Ashiro V'Yitzorich La'asei Iso Kidim Shua Asiris. So he passes like the Rambam. So one could say he passes like the Rambam, not like the Riv. But the Mechaber is the same as the Bes Yosef. And the Bes Yosef, in his Beyor and Tur, so he says that the Riv Shite, he is chilek on the Ram's Pshat in the Riv. So the Bes Yosef has another Pshat in the Riv. Unlike the Pshat of all the other Rishen in the Riv. Because the Ram and the Ramban and the Ravid, they all agree that the Riv holds, that when Reb Elazar ben Yehuda ish batuse says mivarin esakel, he limits himself only to truma, but chum you don't have to mivare at all. So they all say the Ravid, the Ramban, the Ram, but the Bes Yosef says that it says another pshat in the Riv altogether. He says that when Reb Elazar ben Yehuda ish batuse says mivarin esakel, he has reference not only to truma, even though he spells out truma, he doesn't spell out chum, but he has reference to chum as well. So all the chometz over and above the Moshe Shtei Sudeis, the Bes Yosef says, according to the Riv's pshat, so according to Reb Elazar ben Yehuda ish batuse, he has to be mivayer erev Shabbos, and he just leaves over Bain of the Truma and Bain of the Chum, Mosin Shteisudis. But then you ask, so then the Riv, he says to himself, so the Bes Yosef gives a very strange pshat. First he says that when the Mishneh says, Aboso Shechali is Bishabes, Mivarin Esakil Milifnei HaShabes, Milifnei HaShabes, so then, not like Rashi, but the pshat is mivar nesakum lifnei Shabbos, mamish everything. He has to destroy every piece of chametz, and then he'll have to eat matzah on Shabbos erev Pesach. Divrei Rav Meir. Well, that is also the pshat of Rabbi Ephraim. Rabbi Ephraim, the Bala Moyer. And then he says something else, which again is in consonance with the pshat of Rabbi Ephraim as the Baloito. In Ilches Chometz Umatzin mentions in the name of Rabbi Ephraim. In other words, where is according to Rashi? So when Rav Meir says Mivarin Esakel Lifnei HaShabbos, so it means Mivarin Esakel Chutz Mozin Shtei Sudeis. And when the Chachomim say Bizmanei, so it means according to Rashi and the Ramban, so it means Bizmanei, that everything, he doesn't have to destroy any Chometz Erev Shabbos. So the Baloito says that according to Rav Meir, Mivarin Esakel means, so Mi varim that he has to destroy every bit of chometz. And the Chachomim, when they say Bismanei, they also agree that the chometz over and above the Moses de Sudeis has to be destroyed Erev Shabbos. But Bismanei, the remnants of the Moses de Sudeis, that is Bismanei. So that is Rabbi Ephraim. So the Bis Yosef says that the Rif also explains Rabbi Meir and the Chachomim that way. But there is no Deichak. There is no Deichak in that. But then the question arises, but the Rif says that the Aloche is like Reb Lezer Bar Tzadik. So the Bis Yosef says here Deichak. Reb Lezer, when the Rif says that the Aloche is like Reb Lezer Bar Tzadik, he doesn't mean the Aloche is like Reb Lezer Bar Tzadik in everything. Because Reb Lezer Bar Tzadik says two things. He says, Truma Melifnei HaShabbos V'chum Bizmano. Chum Bizmano. So vis-a-vis Chum, Reb Lezer Bar Tzadik agrees in the Chachamim. He is only Chelik at the Chachamim vis-a-vis Truma. So when the Rif says that the Haloche is like Reb Lezer Bar Tzadik, he doesn't mean Reb Lezer Bar Tzadik in everything. The Haloche is like Reb Lezer Bar Tzadik in respect to Chum. But in respect to Truma, the Aloch is not like Reb Lezer Bar Tzadik. So why does he have to say the Aloch is Reb Lezer Bar Tzadik? Let him say the Aloch is like the Chachamim. Since we don't pass completely like Reb Lezer Bar Tzadik. We only pass like Reb Lezer Bar Tzadik in respect to whom? And so let him, but in respect to Truma, we don't pass Reb Lezer Bar Tzadik, but the Chachamim, let him say Aloch is the Chachamim. The answer is, how does he, the Rif wants to show that the Aloch is like the Chachamim. They like the Chachamim because the right after the Mishnah. So the Gemara mentions the price. Tanya Reb Lezer Bar Tzadik came here pam acha shabe shovas abo biyavne v'chol abos oliyes b'shabes ubo zuni mimune shal gamliel v'omar higia eis levayer es achomet v'olachti achar abo b'yarn es achomet. So he told this story. Amaisi shehoyo. So mimele, that's halocha lemaisi. So Aloch Lemaise, and in that Aloch Lemaise, who is mentioned, Reb Lezer Bar Tzadik. So, but this had reference to whom? It didn't have reference to Truma. So Mimele, he says Aloch Eker Reb Lezer Bar Tzadik in respect to whom? Because Reb Lezer Bar Tzadik mentioned the Maise, not the Chachamim. But in Chadame, the Rif doesn't pasken like Reb Lezer Bar Tzadik. The Rif paskens like the Chachamim, and the Chachamim and Reb Lezer Bar Yehuda Yishbar Tuse, the Bis Yosef says, according to the Rif, the Tzayin Hach. Because when Reb Lezer Ben Yudish Batuse says, Mivaren Esakel, he has reference not only to Truma that he spells out, but he has reference to Chum as well. And when the Chachomim say Bismane, and Reb Lezer Ben Tzadik also in respect to Chum, he says the same thing. Chum Bismanon, so he means Bismanon, he means the remnants of the Moses Shnei Sudeis. But all the chometz over and above the Moses Shnei Sudeis has to be nizbayir Erev Shabbos. Mamish like Reb Lezer Ben Yudish Batuse. So Mimele, in final analysis, the according to the Bis Yosef Pshat and the Rif, so the Rif Shite is mamish like the Ram. Is mamish like the Ram. So I mean, why it's mamish like, why it comes to the same result? So it's for different reasons. But in final analysis, according to the Bis Yosef Pshat in the Rif, so the Rif paskens lehaloch mamish like the Rambam. So that's the reason as to why the Mechaber paskens Yudalet Shechaliyas B'Shabes Beit Kinleil Yedgimu Umvarim Hakel Lifnei HaShabes Umishayir Imozim B'Yisudeis Litzirach HaShabes Disudegimu Zman Lachar HaMimche Vozin Yochel La'aseiso Loi B'Matzo V'Loi B'Chomet Elo B'Matzo HaShiro V'Tzorech La'aseiso Kirim Shoha Asiris. So according to the Shite of the Ramban and the Ran and the Raived in the Rif, so the Mechaber's Psak is not in line with the Shite Sarif. But according to the Mechaber's own explanation of the Rif, so the Mechaber's Psak is not only in line with the Shittas Rambam, but it's also in line with the Shittas Rif. Now, then, so in other words, so we have, so far, we have two Shittas. One Shitta is, as the Rambam paskens, that we have to be Mivaya, all the Chometz, over and above the Moses Shnei Sudeis, on Friday, and then on Shabbos we just have to revive the remnants of the Moses Nisudetz. Then we have the Shite of the Ram and the Ramban and the Ravid, who say that in the Rif, but they pass like that, that we don't have to be mivayer any chometz at all. On Friday, we don't have to be mivayer any chometz at all. He can be mivayer all the chometz on Shabbos. Then we have a third Shittas HaRishonim. That's the psak of the Baloyitor and Rabbi Ephraim. Now, Rabbi Baloyitor and Rabbi Ephraim, they both pass like Chameir. And why do they pass like Chameir? After all, the Gemara says, Luikovu Mishom, Achikovu, Haloche, Haloche Kimeisei, like Rabbi Elazar ben Yehuda Yishbartuse. And Rabbi Elazar ben Yehuda Yishbartuse doesn't seem to agree with Chameir. The answer is, Rabbi Elazar ben Yehuda Yishbartuse doesn't seem to agree with Chameir according to the Pshat of the Ramban and the Ran and the Ravid, most Rishonim. But according to the Pshat of the Baloyitor and Rabbi Ephraim, so Rabbi Elazar ben Yehuda Yishbartuse says the same thing like Chameir. Now how? Because so he says as follows. Aboso, so the Baloyitor and Rabbi Ephraim say that when Chameir, as I mentioned before, that when Chameir says Aboso Shechalias B'Shabes Mivarin Esakel Milifnei Shabes, so not as Rashi says Mivarin Esakel all the chometz over and above the Moses Tisudeis, but Mivarin Esakel everything. He doesn't leave a crumb of chometz, and he has to eat matzah on Shabbos Erev Pesach. So Divrei Rabbi Meir, and this is in line with the shita of Rabbi Elazar ben Yehuda Yishbartuse. But then you ask, how can it be in line with Rabbi Elazar ben Yehuda Yishbartuse? Rabbi Meir, according to Rabbi Ephraim and the Baloyitor, say that Mivarin Esakim Lifnei Shabbos is not Mishayer any chometz at all. Whereas Rabbi Elazar ben Yehuda Yishbartuse explicitly says, Umishayerim in Ateiris Mosen Shlesudeis. So Rabbi Ephraim and the Baloyitor say, and Rabbi Tzrogais, so they all say that when Rabbi Elazar ben Yehuda Yishbartuse says Umishayrim Nateres Mosen Shtesudeis, that he lives over Mosen Shtesudeis, he limits himself only to Truma, but he does not have reference to Chum. But it's not like the Shite of the Rif according to the Ral and the Ramban and the Ravid, because according to the Shite of the Rif, according to the Pshat of the Ramban and the Ran and the Ravid, so Rabbi Elazar ben Yehuda Yishbartuse limits himself to Trumo, and vis-a-vis Chum, Rabbi Elazar ben Yehuda Yishbartuse agrees with the Chachomim, the Mishnah Daf Mem Tes, that he doesn't have to require anything. Mashein King Rabbi Ephraim and the Baloyitor and Rabbi Yitzchok Gais, so they say that Rabbi Elazar ben Yehuda Yishbartuse, when he says Umishayr min Ateiris, he limits himself to Trumo. So he has to destroy everything, just the opposite of what the Rif says according to the Ram and the Rambans and the Ravis Pshat. So it's mamish like Chameir, and Chameir is made. Chameir says Mivarin Esakel Milifnei Shabbos. Mivarin Esakel Milifnei Shabbos. So Chameir has reference only to whom Mivarin Esakel Milifnei Shabbos. Mashein Kein Ligabi Trumo, because there is a Niser to be Mavsi Trumo. But when we have to be Mivaya, we have to be Mivaya. So Mimele, if he's a Kayan and he has an opportunity to use the Trumo for the Moses Nisudeis of Shabbos, so then he's not Mivaya Trumo when it can be used by him for Achille. So Reb Meir, when Reb Meir says Avosah Shechalias B'Shabes Mivar Nesakim Lifnei Shabbos, he limits himself to Chol. Mashein Kein Ligabi Trumo. So Reb Meir is made that we only have to be Mivayah the Trumo that is over and above the Mosen Shtesudeis. But the Mosen Shtesudeis, if he's a Kayan and we can eat it, so he's not allowed to burn it Erev Shabbos. Let him eat it. It'll even be Mikayim Mitzvah when a Kayan eats Trumo. He makes a broche, he's mekayim a mitzvah. So the mevarin esakim lifnei Shabbos, according to Reb Meir, is limited only to chum. But vis-a-vis trumo, so Reb Meir agrees with Reb Elazar ben Yehuda Yishbartuse. And Reb Elazar ben Yehuda Yishbartuse, So he agrees with Rav Meir because he spells out only Trumo, but Mashen Kirchum, so he's not Mishayer anything, he's Mivayer everything. So we have three Shittes of Rishenim, Halacha Lemaise. One Shitte is the Shitte of the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch Paskens like that he has to be Mivayer all the Chometz over and above the Moses Tesudeis. Another Shitte, La Aloche, is the Psak or by the Raivet and the Ramban and the Ran. They say that this is the Shitte of the Rif also, but it's the own Psak that he doesn't have to be Mivayer anything on Friday, nothing at all. He can Mivayer all the Chometz on Shabbos. And then we have the Shitte, the Psak, by Rabbi Ephraim and the Balaito and Rabbi Yitzchok Gais, that he has to be Mivayer all the Chometz Erev Shabbos, and he shouldn't leave anything. And because Reb Meir and Reb Lezer ben Yehuda Ishbar to say the Tainach. Alright, so we have three shittes. Now let's see what Mechaber and Ramos say. Now again, Yudalet Shechaliyas B'Shabbos, Beit Kilel Yudgimu, Umivarin Hakil Lifnei HaShabbos, Umisharin Mozin B'Yisudis, Litzirach HaShabbos, V'Yisudi Gimu Zman Ha'achara Minche, V'Yoz Ein Yochei La'aseiso Lo'i B'matze V'lo'i B'chomet, Elo B'matze Ashiro, V'Tzorech La'aseiso Kirim Shasir. In other words, so he has to use for the Sude Shabbos, for the Sude Shlishis of Shabbos, Matzah Ashiro, a matzah that is Nilesh Mei Peretz. But there is an Issa to eat even my matzah ashir. After Shor Asiris, let's say in Econac's day, after 3 o'clock. So Mimele, he has to be Mikhaim the mitzvah of Suda Shlishis before 3 o'clock. Kedim Shor Asiris. This is what Mechaba says. Uvim Dine Seilu, so then the Ramos says, Uvim Dine Seilu, Sheineagin Leachel Matzah Ashiro, Kidli Kamon, Simen Tov Samarei Sibdalet. Yikayim sude gimu bimini peres oy boso vidon. Now, in order to understand this Ramor, so I want to go over a certain Gemara dafon and vav. And then we'll come again to this Ramor. Now, Gemara in Psochim dafon and vav says as follows. Dafon and vav and al. So. Vatani, a moshi niso be pesach miyayin vishemen udvash. That means in peres, mi peres. Vim losh, so you shouldn't mix lechatchile a niso and pesach in yayin shemen udvash. Vim losh, suppose he did mix in mi peres. So ram gamli leimir tisorif miyat. In other words, even though he should, that the dough that was mixed in the peres was not allowed to stand idle. So according to Rav Gamliel, my peres is my lachmit, and even if it wasn't allowed to stand idle for 1 minute, it still becomes chometz. But what kind of chometz? Not chometz gomo, chometz nukshi. So to serve me out, the chachomim emrim yoche. According to chachomim, true, that if the iso is nilish my peres, so it is mimayel hachmitz to become chometz nukshe, not chometz gomur, but only if it was allowed to stand idle. But if it was mixed in water, then there is a shiur mil. So if an iso is allowed to stand idle, an iso that was mixed in water is allowed to stand idle for less than 80 minutes, less than shiur mil, then it doesn't become chometz at all. Masheinkei. If the iso was nilashimi peres, so then it can ferment even in a lesser shiur than 80 minutes. It can ferment maybe in 10 minutes, maybe in 5 minutes, I mean, we don't know. It can ferment in a shorter period than a shiur mil. But suppose the iso was activated all the time and it was not allowed to stand idle even for 1 minute, so then, according to Chachomim, it's not even Chometz Nukshe. So Yoche. Now, how do we pass like Rav Gamliel, or we pask like the Chachamim. In other words, there is a machlekes between Rav Gamliel and the Chachamim. According to Rav Gamliel, so if a niso is nilesh, is mixed in mipeireis, then it becomes chometz nukshe, even if he didn't stand idle. And according to Chachamim, if a niso is mixed in mipeireis, then it ferments in a shorter period than the shiur meal. But if it wasn't allowed to stand idle altogether, so then it's not chometz. So it's yochet. How do we pasken? So all the Rishenim except for the Bahag, the Halachas Deiles, pasken like the Chachamim. The Bahag is the only Rishon who paskens like Rav Gamliel. The Bahag has his reasons as why he paskens like Rav Gamliel. But all the Rishenim, other than the Bahag, pasken like the Chachamim. Now, here there is a Machlekes Rishenim in the Pshat in the Gemara. So, according to all Rishenim, except Rashi, so when does the Braise say in Loshin Yiso b'Pesach b'Yayin Shemen u'Dvash? And because if it is mixed in Mepeires, so then it becomes Chometz Nukshe, not Chometz Gomor, but it becomes Chometz Nukshe. So according to all Tanoim, so it's only Osam Rabbonon. According to Rameya, Chometz Nukshe is Osam Raisi. But there is no Kores, certainly not. So according to all Gishenim, other than Rashi, when does it become chometz nukshe? Only if the iso is nilesh, is mixed in a combination of mayim and mipiris. Mashenke, if the iso is mixed exclusively mipiris, no mayim is put into the iso, so then it doesn't become chometz nukshe. Even if it is allowed to stand idle all day. That's the shita of all the Rishim, except Rashi. Rashi is chelik. And Rashi's shita is that not only does the Yiso become chometz nukshe and it's memaya lahachmitz when it's mixed in a combination of water and meperes, even if a Yiso is mixed exclusively meperes and not a drop of water enters into the Yiso, so still it's memaya lahachmitz. It's memaya lahachmitz. And if it is allowed to stand idle even for a shorter period than a shiur meal, So then, according to everybody, it becomes chometz nukshe. But if it's not allowed to stand idle, and it's always in a state of activation, so then according to Chachomim, it's not chometz nukshe, but according to Rav Gamliel, it is chometz nukshe. Now, so the Mechaber paskens here, he says, now let's see how the Mechaber paskens these dinim. In Tov Samach Veis. So the Mechaber is Simen Tov Samach Veis. Sifalev says as follows: Meipereis b'loy mayim imachmitzim klal. Doesn't even become chometz nukshe. Umuter lechol b'pesach matzo shenirusho b'meipereis afim sho aso klayim. Avol yeitzi bo yidechivosei mipnei shiimatzo ashiro. So he says, "Afil shua sokaliyeh, even if the iso that was mixed in miperes without any mayim was allowed to stand idle the whole day, so it doesn't become chometz. It doesn't become chometz. This is in line with the shita of all the rishonim except Rashi. But then in Siv Dalet the Mechaber says, "Mebeitzim usho mashkim." Kulom have bechlal meperes. Uvim din is same. So let's say an egg matzah has the same din according to the psak of the Mechaber. So even if it was allowed to stand idle the whole day, so it's bechlal meperes and it's mutar. The Rambam says uvim din is same. Einei agin lolish b'meperes va'afilu liktif hamatzah. It's even just to moisten. We don't do it. Einei agin rak la'achar afiyosu ve'idon cham. In other words, we shouldn't eat a matzah that was nilash in miperes exclusively. We shouldn't eat it. Imloy bishasatrak. Only bishasatrak. What does it mean? It's chasatrak, it's ochechele, we zokn. So he doesn't mean mamishechele, he says zokn too. In other words, is a machlekes between the Oroch HaShulchan and the Mishneh Brura as to the pshat in the Rambam. And it appears that the machlekes between the Orach HaShulchan and the Mishneh Berurah is following Tulishenis Akor. Tulishenis Akor. But the Orach HaShulchan says that when does the Ramo Aser to for someone who is not Izoki, Shaloi Bishasatchak, to eat a matzah that is Nuleshimi Peiris, only if that Iso that was mixed exclusively in Mipeiris was allowed to stand idle for some time. Less than Shiyom Mil, but it was allowed to stand idle. So then the Orach HaShulchan says, according to Ramo, Shaloi Bishasatchak, we are not allowed to eat it. Why? Because of Exere. But that's not Exere Medina Digmore. That's Exere Mitzad Minek. Because of Exere, if we allow a person to eat a matzo that was Nilesh exclusively Mipeiris, so he might come to eat a matzo that is Nilesh in Mipeiris and Mayim. And then, if it was allowed to stand idle, so it's Chometz Nukshe, because it's Mayelachitz. Mayelachitz. So Shalui Bishasatchak, we have that Gzeira Mitzad Minik. In other words, not to eat a matzah that is nilesh in Mipeiris exclusively without any mayim, shaloi bishasatchak, because of exere. Maybe mayim will fall into it. Well, one has to be very cautious to make sure that mayim doesn't fall into it. Masha'im kein, if he is sure that the ise that was nilesh exclusively in Mipeiris was not allowed to stand idle even for 1 minute, it was always subjected to a state of activation. So then even shaloi bishasatchak, the Ramo is matter. This is what the Orach HaShulchan says. The Mishneh Berurah says just the reverse. The Mishneh Berurah says that when the Ramo is matter bishasatchak, so then the Ramo limits himself to a case where we know that the Esau that was Nilesh in Mipeiris was not allowed to stand idle even for 1 moment. And it was always in a state of activation. State of activation. So then the Ramo is mati or mitzir b'mokim atrak. Masha'in kein, if we know that it was allowed to stand idle, then the Ramo is not even mati or b'shas atrak, not even mitzir achile or zok. He's not even mati. Why? So the Mishneh Berurah assumes, that the Ramo is cheshish for shitas rashi. All the other Rishonim b'machaber, they're not cheshish for shitas rashi. And they are machriya that the Gemara Daf Lamed Vov has reference to an iso that was nilesh, to a matzah that was nilesh in Mipiris and Mai. Mashenkin, if it's nilesh just in Mipiris exclusively, then even if it stood idle a whole day, Mashenkin Ramo is cheshish for shitas Rashi. And according to Rashi, so now Rashi doesn't pass like Ram Gamliel because the Halachas Delis is the only one who passes like Ram Gamliel. So he passes like the Chachomim. So Mimele, that means that according to the Chachomim, so according to Rashi, even if the matzo was nilesh exclusively in Mipeiris, and if it was allowed to stand idle even a shorter period than 80 minutes, so then it becomes Chometz Nukshe. So Mimele, the Ramo wouldn't be matir, even with Zerichilo is okay. Because we are cheshish for shitas Rashi, but when is the Ramo matir? It's a chile. Also, okay, if we know that it wasn't allowed to stand idle, so even according to Rashi, we didn't ignore its mutter. But shall we be shasatchak? So we have to make a siog. So that's a siog mitzad minik. So actually, the Gro here in Simen Tov Samar Veis in explaining the Ramo, so he mentions two reasons. So one reason is the first lashon he says that why does the Ramo asa shaloi bishasatchak to eat a matzah ashiro? So it's because of exeira, maybe mayim will fall into it. That's like the Orach HaShulchan. And then he says void sheu cheshish lishitas Rashi. So that's like the Mishnah Berurah. In other words, so the Gros has two pshat. Anyway, so it's so it seems so the psak of the Ramoy is that the Matzo Ashiro is osa. Shaloi bishasatrak. But according to the Hashulcho, so when is it osa? Shaloi bishasatrak. Only if it was allowed to stand idle. But if we know it wasn't allowed to stand idle, it was always in a state of activation, then it is muter im shaloi bishasatrak according to Mishneh Berurah, and that's the second lashon in the Gros. So it's just the other way around. That when is the Ramo matir bishasatrak? Only if we know that it wasn't allowed to stand idle. But if it was allowed to stand idle, so then even Chilo Arizokin is not allowed to eat the matzah shiur. All right. Now let's go back to Simen Tov Mem Dalet. Magen. Simen Tov Mem Dalet. The Mechaba says, Yudalet Shechaliyas Bishabes, Beit Kin Leil Yud Gimu, Umivar In Hakelit Mi HaShabes, Umishayrin Mosin Beisudis, Vitzirach HaShabes, Disude Gimu Zmana Achara Milche, Viozin Yochel Aseiso, Loi Bimatzo Voloi Bechomitz, Elo Bimatzo Ashiro, Vitzorich Laaseiso, Kedim Shoh Aseiros. Then Ramos says, "Uvim dine seilu sheine yagin leachil matzah ashiro." Could we come and see in taf summer base? So the Ramos passes there. The shaloi bishasatrak. So then we shouldn't eat a matzah ashiro. So yikayim sude gimu b'minei peirei segbos avidot. So here we again have a machlekes as to the pshat in this Ramos. Rabbi Kveigar in his Hagoyes. And the Derech HaChaim Sida, there are certain Derech HaChaim Sida that also have the Hagoyes of Rabbi Kveigar. The usual Derech HaChaim Sida does not have Rabbi Kveigar's Hagoyes. But Rabbi Kveigar in his Hagoyes and the Derech HaChaim, that was the Nisives. So Rabbi Kveigar in his Hagoyes and the Derech HaChaim Sida, so he says that the Pshat in this Ramor, Uvindine Seilu Sheinei Agin Leachil Matzo Ashiro. So it means because the Ramo in Siman Tov Samer Beis passes that it's shaloi bishasatrak, it's osa to eat matzah ashiro and peiser. So just as it is osa to eat matzah ashiro and peiser, it is osa to eat matzah ashiro erev peisach too. After, of course, when not early in the day. Early in the day you're allowed to eat chometz. So how could matzah ashiro be osa? But let's say lacha chatzis. So then it's also to eat chometz. So the Rabbi Kveigar says, the Ramo means you didn't say we should eat lechem matzah ashiro. So it's also for us shaloi bishasatrak to eat matzah ashiro because of the chash of chometz nukshe So mimele just as it is also. And Pesach, it is also Erev Pesach, if it's already, if the Isa Chometz is already Neig. Mashein Kein. But of course, Rabbi Kveigar will certainly be made that to eat Matzah Ashiro early in the day when Chometz is Muta. So that goes without saying that it is Muta. But according to Rabbi Kveigar, so the Ramo means, why? Because of Irshash Iser of Chometz Nukshe, so Mimele Erev Pesach, the time of Sude Shlishis, so Chometz is Oser, so Mimele, this is also, this is the Pshat of Rabbi Kveigar in his Agoyes and the Derech Chaim Sida. The Ramo means that Matzah Shiro is Oser Erev Pesach, Lachaz Man Isure. Mashinkin the Roch HaShulchot, he says, this is not the pshat in the Ramon, because in the Roch HaShulchot has to say that, even though he doesn't spell it out, but he has to say that because Lishitose, he holds that when the Ramon answers Shaloi Bishasatrak to eat a matzah that was nilish exclusively in Meperes, so he has reference to a matzah that was nilashim peireis and was allowed to stand idle. So why does he answer it? Because of exere, maybe if we allow him to eat it in the case where no water fell in, so he might sometimes be nichshol and eat it even if water falls into the dome. So So then it will be. So what's the gzeira? The gzeira is because if water will fall into it and it was allowed to stand idle, so then it will be chometz nukshe. So mimele the Hashulchan says chometz nukshe according to most tanoim. So he's only osam derabonov. And only Reb Meir holds that it is osa midaraisa, but there is no chorus, there is no malchus for chometz nukshe even according to Reb Meir. So Memele Dor HaShulchan holds, in as much as it is only osa because of Yichshoshe of chometz nukshe, so chometz nukshe is only osa even according to Reb Meir that it is osa midaraisa. So it's a special posik. But so it's only Oser and Pesach itself, but Erev Pesach, Chometz Nukshe is certainly not Oser Midaraisa, because the whole Iser of Chometz Gomur Erev Pesach Lachachatzeis is based upon his Kol Machmetzes Lo Yisechelu. So, but without his special pasuk, so even Chometz Gomur wouldn't be Oser Erev Pesach. So even according to Reb Meir, that Chometz Nukshe is Osa Midaraisa, so we have a special posik on Pesach itself, Chometz Nukshe should be Osa Midaraisa, but not Erev Pesach. So Memele, Dor HaShulchan, because of his own shite, his own pshat in the Ramo, in Siman Tov Samar Beis, so he says that the pshat in the Ramo is not as Rabbi Kveya says. Uvim Dine Seivu Shinei Egen Lecho Matzah Shiro, so Memele is not allowed to use Matzah Shiro for Sude Shlishis, because it's Oser. Just as Oser and Pesach, it is Oser also on Erev Pesach. No, though HaShulchan Shite is on Erev Pesach, Chometz Nukshe is not Oser, so it's not Shayach to make Zeres. Maybe Mayim will fall into it. So how does he explain the Ramo? So he explains Ramo in a Balabatish way. He says, the Ramo says, "Uvim dine seilu sheineyagin leachil matzah ashiro kidli kamon yikayim so the gimu b'minei peiris u'bosavidogi." In other words, why should any Jew bake matzah ashiro? If he could use it on Pesach, fine. So he bakes it in order to eat it on Pesach. But since we pass that Shaloi Bishasat Chaki Jew is not allowed to eat Matzah Shiro. So he is allowed to eat Erev Pesach. So why should a Jew bake Matzah Shiro just for Erev Pesach? So usually, he doesn't have a Matzah Shiro available. So Memele, how will he be Mikayim Sude Shlishis? So he'll be Mikayim Sude Shlishis with Boso, Dogim, and other things. But in Echaname, if he does have a Matzah Shiro available, so then he can be Mikayim the Sude Shlishis with Matzah Shiro, even according to Ramo. Even though the Ramo in Siman Tov Samar Beis paskens that Shaloi Bishasat Chak it's also to eat Matzah Shiro, so that's on Pesach itself, because of Gzeire, maybe Mayim will fall into it, so there'll be Chometz Nukshe, but on Erev Pesach we don't have to make Gzeires. Maybe he'll come to eat Chometz Nukshe, because there is no Yisar of Chometz Nukshe Erev Pesach. The Yisar of Chometz Nukshe is only on Pesach itself. Alright, now so we have the Tupshot. Now I would like to start discussing the different approaches that one can adapt on Shabbos Erev Pesach. Now, one approach is the traditional approach that was done in the course of generations, namely that to be mivayer all the chometz on Friday Erev Shabbos and to leave over just mozeh in shtei sudos. Mozeh shtei sudos. Now, and then he'll eat that chometz. But that might present certain problems. How to dispose of the chometz? It's all Shabbos. So there are aloches. How you can do it? You cannot burn on Shabbos the chometz. So you have to dispose it some other way. Now, so the question is, what should he do with the remnants of the mozeh shtei sudos? So he should be mivayer. He should mivayer all the chometz if he adopts this approach. Now this approach is all right, even though it's not in accordance with the shite, the psak of Rabbi Ephraim and the Balaitu and Rabbi Yitzchok Geitz, because they pass like Reb Meir, and they say that according to Reb Meir, so mivar and esakim with Nei Shabbos means mamish, we have to destroy every piece of chometz. We shouldn't leave over anything, not even mozein shtei sudos. So, but this is not in line with the psak of Rabbi Ephraim, the Balei to Rabbi Tzogai Zolai. Because after all, we don't pasken like Rabbi Ephraim. We, the Shonoch paskens, that he only has to destroy the chometz over and above the Mosen Shtei Sudeis, but the Mosen Shtei Sudeis, he lives on. So, this approach can be adapted. Now, so suppose he adapts, if someone adapts this approach of eating on Shabbos chometz, so he'll eat the Friday night, he'll eat chometz, and then Shabbos very early in the morning, before the Dalit Shoyis are over, he'll eat the soup. He'll eat chometz. Now then he has remnants. So how will he dispose of the remnants of the chometz? So if the remnants consist only in pirurim, so then there is a very simple way of getting rid of those remnants. He can simply throw them in the bathroom. Now, and it will not involve any iser of bizorchli, because the Mognavrom in Simen Kufayin Aleph says that whenever something is done, it's erech odom. Whether it's a big terech or a small terech, if anything is done, litzerech odom, it doesn't involve an iser of bizorchli. One can do anything that under ordinary circumstances would be considered to be zoyin. But if he does it under circumstances, litzerech odom, it does not involve an iser of bizorchli. So if he has pirurim left, so then he can dispose of the pirurim of chometz by throwing them in the bathroom. Now, but then there is one problem with that. There is a certain Rashi in Beit. Now, the Mishnah in Beit Daf Chof Zayin Amud Beit says as follows: Behemo Shemeiso An Yontek Lo Yazizeno Min Keimo. Why? Because it's mukze. What can he do with it? So it's lechozel emide. He cannot be mitalma. It cannot move. Umayse vishualu es raptarf moleo falachalo shenitmeis. If chalo became tamei, vinichnas lebis hametresh. Vishual viomulei lo yazizem min keimo. He cannot move. He cannot be mitalma till the chalo shenitmeil. Why? So Rashi says, why can he even be mitaltil the anyontev, the chalosh in the place? Because it's lechozel emide. Now there is one type of mukze that is called mukze machmas lechozel emide. Money is mukze machmas lechozel emide. Even though everybody thinks that money is chozel for many things, but it might be true, it's chozel for many things in Yemei Achil. But on Shabbos and Yom Tev, it's lechozel emide, because mechomem chal is osar on Shabbos and Yom Tev. So memele, money is mukze machmas lechozel emide. So Rashi says, chalosh enitneis is also mukze machmas lechozel emide. Why? Einu ruyo alikein ayein, do ba'achilu asur oleyo. Chalot meyo, that's like trumot meyo. So he's also a kain cannot eat trumot trumo or chalot meyo. But then, what does a kain do if he has trumot meyo or chalot meyo? Ani yei machir, what does he do? He's masikot achas tafshile. So why shouldn't, and Yom Tev, Havor is muter, why shouldn't he be able to be masik the chalot meyo to use it as fuel? Tachas tafshile. So Rashi says, "Uvasoke oyrisito likalbe biyom tev oser deivarin kochim tmeim minoelom biyom tev vafiu al yidei achilas behim bikaimelon sheinseof in kochim yom tev." Because there is especially seal that in seof in kochim yom tev, not only kochim but truma, the same thing. So vaneisam menu babeikar beishtisrefu. So that means that on yom tev we cannot burn the kochim, we cannot burn the truma. So it's especially sederaisi that we cannot burn kochim or trumo amyontev, trumot meyo amyontev. So Rashi says, so Rashi has the kashe, so bishlei may he couldn't burn it, because that is deduced from the posik vanisam menu beish disreifu, that amyontev, you're not allowed to burn it, but let him give it to his caleb. They can't give it to his galev. So Rashi says, "V'loy teim medav kesreife mishum davor eshol mitzirachi doin madliki mishem esreive biyontev avor mitzirachi daat lo kesneir biyontev tzirach achili umuteres afil hoche mishem esreife loy v'hu shemen truma shelitmeis digzeras akosufi shein kochim tmei mizbarim biyontev v'rachmone achshev elavoroson v'chsiv bei shisori hil kach melochim." So in other words, there is a new Isamloche. It's not, it doesn't come within the love, the regular love of Kamloche Leyose. The regular love of Kamloche Leyose applies to Lametes Mloches, but it doesn't apply to this kind of Mloche to give it to a Caliph. But this is an Isarese that's implicit in the Posik of Beish Disreifu, but Ayomtev, we're not allowed to burn the Kochin or the Trumat Meil. So it's not only Sreife. Because Sreife involves a melocha of Avore. Because as far as Avore per se is concerned, Rashi says, so it should be mutter, because after all, there is Tzirach Echol Nefesh, he uses it as fuel. You are allowed, Ayontev, to be mavir something as fuel for the Tavshil. So why shouldn't you be allowed to use the Trumat Meyo, the Chalot Meyo as fuel? The answer is, here it's especially Sarese, of Anisam Menu Beish Yisreifu. So in other words, that it's considered a meloche from the point of view of that isares, the rachmone achsheve. So not only when it's burned, even if it is destroyed through some other means, let's say by giving it to the caliph, so it also involves an isar. So that seems to present a problem. I said before that if he has pirurim left, So he can be mivaya the chomes by throwing it into the bathroom. But, and as far as the question of bizochli, all right, there is no problem. Because l'tzirach odom, there is no issur of bizochli. But there is a much more serious question than bizochli here. There is a question of an issur deraise. The Rashi says that since trumat meyo requires beer, so mimela yomtev, you're not allowed to be mivaya it. And it doesn't make any difference how you are mivaya it. Whether you are mivaya it or you are mivayoret through some other means by giving it to the caliph. So any form of bio is a miloche from the point of view of the Isarese. Of anisam menu beish isorev. So mimele chometz requires bio. So it's also rachmone achsheve. So if he's mivayah the chometz, if he throws the pirurim in the bathroom, so mimele it's a bio. So it's like giving Trumet Meyo to a caliph. So it should be Oser. If it is Oser on Yom Tov, it is also Oser on Shabbos. Now, so in order to resolve that problem, we have to take notice of an apparent stira between two Rashis. This Rashi says in so many words, so he says that we are not allowed to be Mivaya Trumet Meyo on Yom Tov, even if the biur is realized not through Sreife, but it is realized by giving it to the caliph. Because any biur, so a rachmone achshev elavroso, tichsiv beish yisorev, hilkach molochim. And then there is a Rashi, to the contrary, in Psochim. There is more in Psochim, dafei. So Rav Akiva says that Tashbisu has reference to Erev Pesach, not to Pesach itself. How does Rav Akiva know that Tashbisu does not have reference to Pesach itself? Because Harayim Arbiim Orishin Tafeyom Dalev in the bottom Arbiim Orishin Tashbisu Seyom Bateichem Uchsiv Kol Melochol Isasu Umos Kol Melochol Yosek Lehem Umotzin Lavor Eshiav Meloch. So in other words, Tashbisu could not have reference to Pesach because Biochom Tashbisu means Sreife, and Sreife is a Meloche. And Yom Tov, you're not allowed to do a meloch. So how can the Torah say Tashbisu, you should burn? Obviously, when the Torah says Tashbisu, you should burn, it means Erev Pesach, not on Pesach itself. Omar Oveh. So then, the next moment, Shmamino mid Rav Akiva Tlat, Shmamino im Bio Chometz al Sreife, Ushmamino Havore Lichalik Yotzis. Ushmamino lo yamrinon hoyl vihutro avor hoyl vihutro avor litzirech hutro nami shlo nitzirech. שממנו מתלונח כלי דהיו לראשין ערב יונטפו אלו משום דוסו להם ביונטף שממנו סביר להתראה ביודה דהומה לי כמה פרי כל שעו אם ביו חומץ על הסריף because if ביו חומץ can consist can be realized פו מפרר וזהר לרוח או זהר קליאם so then that could take place so Rashi explains it so that could take place on Yom Tov too but the question is so everybody raises the question but Rashi himself in Beit Zedach Chof Zayin so he says that the reason is why we are not allowed to be mazes the Chalot Meyo Yom Tov and it's Mukse Machon Lechoz Lemideh. So Teisves explains why is it Muksamach Lechoz Lemideh? Because there is nothing he can do about it. To burn it, you're not allowed. And because it involves Melach HaVavoret. And even though it's used Mitzirach Tavshilei, but the Tzirach Tavshilei is only incidental. And it's not considered Tzirach Rech Nefesh. But then the question arises, Rashi raised the question, why can't he be reviled by giving it to the caliph? So Rashi gave the Teretz, the same Iser of a Mivah in Seraf in Kochim Yontef applies to any other form of Bio as well. But Teisves is really kind of Rashi. Teisves Shite is, no. The Iser consists only in being Mivayaret with Sreife, because Sreife is one of the Melachas of Lamites Melachas. Mashenkin, if he's Mivayaret through some other form, so in another way, so then there is no Iser. But, so then the question arises, if there is no Iser, so why is it Mukze? Let him, it is Chozel Midah because he can give it to the Caliph. So Teisve says, no, he's not allowed to give it to the Caliph. Because the Torah says, Bo'eishi Soreif, so the Torah implies, only al this Reife, you're not allowed to be Mivayer, Trumat Meyot, through any other means. So Memele, so the only way to be Nisbayer is by Sreife, and Sreife also Rayontet. And to give it to the Caliph, you're not allowed, because if you give it to the Caliph, you'll be Mivayeret through some other means. And that's also because the Torah says, Be'ishi Soreif, Davke through Sreife. So Memele, it's Luchos Lamidim. So Teisves is Chilik and Rashi's Din, that Bio is a Miloche by itself, Rayontet. But according to Rashi, so according to Teisves, we understand the Gemara. But according to Rashi, the Bio, even if the Bio consists, is realized through Nesin Loli Kalbei, so it's considered a Meloche, and it's also Midraiz Ayon Tov. So how does Rashi say, in explaining the Gemara, Shmanu Midraiz Akiva Tlat, Shmanu in Bio Chomets Al Yisraifei? So Rashi points out, because if Rav Akiva had held that Bio Chomets can be realized, not Dafke through Sreife. It can be realized through Mifarer, Vizerech Leruach, Vizerech Leruach, Vizerech Liyam. So then Rabbi Akiva couldn't say, it cannot take place on Shabbos, on Yom Tev. Why couldn't it take place on Yom Tev? But according to Rashi, so even, what's the raya that Rabbi Akiva holds in Biochomets al Bisreife? Maybe Rabbi Akiva agrees with Rabbanon that Biochomets can be realized by Mifarer, Vizerech Leruach, Vizerech Liyam. But since there is a special aloche, that Bio is also Rayontev, Rachmone Achshev Elimloche, so Memele, he cannot even be Mifareya. So that Kashi is raised against Rashi. Rabbi Kveger himself raises that Kashi against Rashi. I think that with the Yisod that Rabbi Chai mentions, and I'm not going to mention in what context Rabbi Chaim says it, but Rabbi Chaim says that there is a fundamental difference in the essence of Bio according to Rabbi Yudeh and according to Rabbonon, who say that Tashbisu can be realized by Mifari of Zer Luach of Zer Kliyam. Rabbi Chaim says, in answering a certain Rambam, he says it, that according to Rabbi Yudeh, that Bio Chometz requires Eifed Davke, so then the Bio is a Aloche requirement in the Heftze. The heft of Chometz has to be destroyed. Masha'inke, if we say like the Rabbonon, according to the Rabbonon, that Bio Chometz Tashbisu can be realized, not after through Sreifa, it can be realized through Mifara Vizir Luach, Vizir Kliyam, then the requirement of Tashbisu is not a requirement in the Heftze, that the Heftze has to be destroyed. It's a requirement on the Gavre. The Gavre should not have any Chometz. Schneider, but it's not a requirement in the Hefze, that the Hefze has to be destroyed. So Mimele, if we say the same wonders in Rashi, so then we can answer the Kashi that many raise against Rashi. Rashi, there seems to be an apparent theory between Rashi and Beit Zedav Chof Zayin, where Rashi says that just as it is osir to burn Trumet Meyor and Yom Tev, it is osir to give the Trumet Meyor Litalb. Whereas Rashi in Psochim Dafei says that if Rabbi Akiva had held that Biyuchometz is al dimifar of Zer Eloruach, so then it could be done, fulfilled on Yom Tev too. But according to Rashi, even if it's mifar of Zer Eloruach, why is it distinguished from giving Trumot Meyor, Chalot Meyor to a Keller? The answer is this halacha that Rashi mentions in Beit, that Drachmone Achshevel in Moche, that only applies to a case where the biur is a requirement in the Hefze, like Trumet Meyor. Trumet Meyor, so it's the biur of Trumet Meyor is a requirement in the Hefze. The Hefze of Trumet Meyor has to be Nisbaya Meneilom. So Meneil, according to Rabbi Yudeh, that biur chometz requires Dafke Sreife and not any other, and it cannot be fulfilled through any other means. So then, it is Oser Agante. Mashein Kein, according to the Rabbonon, they who say that biur chometz can be realized through Mifar and Zir L'Ruach too. So as Reb Chaim says, so then it's not a requirement in the Hefze. That the Hefze is by air, it's a loch and the Gavre. That the Gavre should not have Chometz. So Mimele, it's not considered a Meloche. When is Biu considered a Meloche if it's a din in the Hefze? But according to the Rabbonon, it's not a din in the Hefze. So Mimele, it's Muter. It's Muter to throw the Perure Chometz and Shabbos in the bathroom. And it will not involve any iser of meloche of rachmone achshev limloche, because only when the requirement is al disreife, so it's a requirement in the heft. Now, but then you can ask, there are a few rishenim. The mechaber doesn't pass like that, but there are a few rishenim who pass like Rabbi Yudeh that biur chometz not like the rabbanon, that biur chometz is disreife. So meila, according to those rishenim, so the requirement is in the Hefze, and if the requirement is in the Hefze, so it's any bio is Achshel L'Moche. So it appears that according to Rabbi Yudeh, that bio Chometz is Bisreife, so then he can only be Mikaim the Tashbisu if it is realized, if he realizes Reife. But suppose he destroys it through some other means, he's not Mikaim the Tashbisu. Unlike the mitzvah of Bio and Trumet Meyor. Because and Trumet Meyor, so Teis Veshite is by Trumet Meyor too, that he cannot fulfill the mitzvah by giving it to a caliph. And that's exactly the reason as to why Chalot Meyo is Liyazeno Mikemo, it's Lechotzel Mide. So Rashi is the Kashi, but he can give it to the caliph, so Teitzvah gives the Teretz. No, he's not allowed to give it to the caliph, because he's Mechuyev to be Mivayaret Dafke through Sreife. He cannot be Mivayaret through some other means by giving it to the caliph. And if he'll be Mivayaret to Meyo by giving it to the caliph, he will not be Mikaim the Essay, he'll be Mivatel the Essay. But Rashi gives another Teretz. So apparently Rashi holds that vis-a-vis Trumet Meyor, so there is a kium of Bio Trumet Meyor, even if it is inspired through some other means. That's true of Trumet Meyor. Mashein kein by Chometz, according to Rabbi Yudeh, that it requires Sreife, so the mitzvah of Tashbisu can only be fulfilled by Sreife. But if it is done, if it is nisbaya for some other means, for pure of zeil ruach, he has no kima mitzvah tashbisu. Of course, if he's mivaya, Rabbi Yudeh will be made that if a Jew will be mivaya the chometz not for sreife, but for mifara of zeil ruach, so the baliroi will not be mivaya because he doesn't have it in his possession. What difference does it make how it was nisbaya? But insofar as the mitzvah of Tashbisu is concerned, so according to Rabbi Yudeh, the Tzreife is required, so the Kiyuma mitzvah of Tashbisu can only be realized through Tzreife. But if it is the Biro is realized for Mifara Vizera Leruach, so then there is no Kim of Tashbiso. So Mimele, when on Shabbos he throws the Pirurei Chometz into the bathroom, so then there is no Kim in the Chepzeh. There is only Kim HaMitzvah by the Gavre, so then Rashi's Din of Rachmone Achshev Limloche Dorita. So there is no problem in throwing the pirurim into the bath. Suppose the remnants of the Mosin Shtei Sudeis are more than pirurim. Let's say he has a remnant, a half a chale or a whole chale, is left over. What should he do with it? Now, the Balamoyer and Dachmentes, so he says, Yudalo Shechaliyiz B'Shabbos, Yivar in Esakel Nufnei HaShabbos. So he says that Rameyah is Litayim. Rameyah agrees with Rabbi Yudah that Biro Chometz is only B'Sreif. So Mimele, he has to say, Yivar in Esakel Nufnei HaShabbos. Because the mitzvah of Biro can only be fulfilled through Sreif. Obviously, one could not make Sreif on Shabbos. So Mimele, so in order to be Mikayim in Mitzvah Biyo of Sreife, he has to do it on Friday. On Friday. And the Chachomim, they say Bismanon, so the Chachomim, the Shitosai, the Balamoya says. Because they say that the Biyo Chometz does not have to be fulfilled Tavke to Sreife, it can be realized from Mifarev Zer Ruach and Zerik Liyam, that can be done on Shabbos too. So then he asks, how can it be done on Shabbos? After all, when Yom Mifarev, you take a big chale and you break it down into small crumbs. So, in order to be zera l'ruach, first you have to break it up into small particles of chometz. So that involves a niser of teichin. So he says it doesn't involve a niser of teichin in the raise. It only involves a niser of teichin in the rabbon. In view of the fact that it involves a niser of teichin. Only mid rabbonon, so mele the chachomim will matter him to be very shvus in order to be mikayim the mitzvah of Yochometz. And he says, and you can be zirik liyam too. In other words, but if you have to be zirik liyam, you are meitzi. Mirshus hayochid likamles, the yam is a kamles. So he says, the iser of tilpo, of itzoye, Mirshus Hayochid Likarmeles, or Daladamis Likarmeles, is only Nisa Rabbanon, it's only Nisa Shavuos. So Litzerech, Kiyum, Biyo Chometz, the Chachomim will matter Shavuos. Now, all the other Rishonim are Chilik, so it's a tremendous Chiddush in the Balamoya. In other words, that the Chachomim made a special dispensation on Shavuos of Shabbos, that one, in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Biyo Chometz, one is allowed to be Eiver on the Shavuos of Shabbos, to be Meitzi, Mirshus Hayochid Likarmeles, to carry Daled Ames Likarmeles, to be Eiver and Iser of Tchinim in the Rabbanon. So all the other Rishonim, not only the Ramban, all the other Rishonim are Chilik on the Baal Moya. And they say, it's just as the Chachomim did not make a dispensation of an ishvus in respect to any other mitzvahs, why should they make a dispensation in respect to the mitzvah of Biyo Chometz? Now the halacha is machshirin she efshal asis omerev Shabbos, so even of nila bismano that is deicha Shabbos, but machshirin she efshal asis omerev Shabbos ein deicha nesa Shabbos. So not only in melocha de reise of machshirin she efshal asis omerev Shabbos is oser to do it on Shabbos, litzirech mila bismano. In other words, so not only is it osea to carry, let's say, the zemel with which to mal derech Rishus Rabbi is it osea, but even to carry it derech kamelas it's osea. So the Chachomim did not make any dispensation in respect to the mitzvah of mila that is itself a Shabbos. So why should the Chachomim make a dispensation in respect to the mitzvah of Bichomet? Anyway, so they are chilek on the Balamoya. But that's the Balamoya Shiti, that where it involves only a Nisar Rabbonon Ishvus, so in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Biyo Chometz, the Chachomim will matir a Shvus of Itzoyen Kamales, a Shvus of Teichein, of breaking up a Chale, a bread, into small crumbs. But Agavurche, the Balamoya here says that when you take a big bread, loaf of bread, and you break it up into small crumbs of chometz, then it involves an iser of teichem l'rabbanan. Now let's see the din. How about it? Does it involve an iser of teichem or not? Now, the Ran and the Rif in Perek Ragov in Shabbos, there in the sugye of Omar Apope, Haiman de Poli Silke, so he says, because of Arashbo Zal Bichuk, the Ran says, the Tavke Bim Chatchon Ki Bim Lochlon Li Mochor O Li Boi Biye, La Hashor, Ho Lavo Cheshor, Ki Nishore Abaye Livre Yavilech Laolta, Uli Fichoch Hitir Li Farir בסיסי לחם לתענגלים, לא סיס לפני ואלתר, וכי דקחיים לו בשביל המחילתם לשביעו איך למשלים. So the Ram mentions it to the Sarajbo that one is allowed to break a piece of bread into small crumbs in order to give it to the chickens in the chicken coop. But it should involve an iser of teichem. He takes it over gush, a large thing, and he breaks it up into small particles. So just as it is muter beirer, eichel mitich pseles, le'echel alter, so it is muter to break down a piece of bread, a loaf of bread, into small crumbs to give it to the chickens. This is what the Jewish Rashi says. Then the Ram says, Uvi Sefer HaMitzvahs b'lesmak is matir. He also agrees with the Jewish Rashbo that it's mutar to break a loaf of bread into crumbs to be given to the chickens, but for a different reason. Not because it's lechel alter, lifishein tchina achatchin. After all, this piece of bread, how was it formed? By taking first, so he took seeds of wheat, grain, and then he milled them into flour, so that was the first time when a tchina process took place. Then he baked it into bread, he mixed it into a dough, and then he baked it into bread, and then now he breaks it into crumbs. So it's the second time that a tchina process takes place. So ein tchina achatchin. So there is a special aloche of ein tchina achatchin. So it appears from this mark that ein tchina chatchine doesn't even involve an iser rabbanon, because if ein tchina chatchine would only imply there is no iser raise, but an iser rabbanon there is, so what kind of heter is there to break down a loaf of bread into crumbs in order to give these crumbs to the chickens in the chicken coop? Now this is the Ram. So he mentions 2 days. According to both, it's muter. But according to Rashbo, it's muter because lechel alter, and according to the Smag, it's muter because in tichen achatchin. So there is a big nafke mine. Suppose he wants to break down a loaf of bread into crumbs to be given to the chickens, not now on Shabbos, but to be given to the chickens on Sunday morning. So according to Rashbo, that the whole heter is based upon the fact that it's lechel alter. So only if he wants to give it to the chickens right now on Shabbos. But if he wants to give it to the chickens on Sunday, it will involve an iser of teichem. But according to the Smag, that the heter is based upon the fact that teichem achat teichem, so it doesn't make any difference whether his intention is to give the crumbs to the chickens on Shabbos, or his intention is to give the crumbs to the chickens on Sunday. Now there is a shiltagibir. The shiltagibir is, so, because of Aram Bishem Arashbo, the Daf Gebim Chatre Kedileich Lemochor Lebeviyet. Now, anyway, so we see that the Balamoyer is Chelik on both Rishen. Here, both the Rashbo and the Smag Amidetet its mutter, and the Bahamoya says it in Balz and Israel Rabbonon. But in order to fulfill the mitzvah, be a chometz, so the chachomim were matashus. But if not for the kima mitzvah, be a chometz, then it would be osir. So it seems that the Bahamoya is unlike the Smag and the Rajbo. Now let's see what the Shulchan Gibeir says. Because of Aran Bishim Rajbo, the Dafke bim Chatche, kide leichle in Mocho, or the Bebeyim lachashor. Holavo cheshore, iboye leichlo leaute, umitechkach, hitelifare lechem dak dak litaregeli, imimidalim sheyechlo eisi laute, utlianiolo, he says it's very difficult, this Jewish Rajbo, dechidin de oisa umishim teche, mawi teche libebeyim leaute o lemocho, vichiko amoches kulon shore la seison, bilitzorich leisim loche laute. So he says, how can the Rashba say such a thing? That when it's Orech La'Alter, so it's Muter, we find the heter of La'Alter only like Gabi Berer, and even vis-a-vis Berer, only in connection with Berer Echom with the Pseiles. But Pseiles with the Chechol Ech La'Alter is Ozer. So why should it be Muter Gabi Teche? So now, does it mean? So the Kashi of the Shulta Berem is, so then according to Jewish Rashba, one should be allowed, let's say somebody wants to have flour. He wants to have flour on Shabbos. He wants to eat flour. I mean, how will he be able to eat flour? I mean, he has to bake it, and this is also. But suppose for some reason he enjoys eating flour, so he should be allowed to take grain, wheat, and mill it into flour because he wants to eat it. Maybe the next Sunday. I mean, it's inconceivable that the Rashba would be matir tchine. Tchine of chitin, if he wants to eat that flour immediately, boy be yay. So why is this different? That's the kasha of the Shulta Gibeir. Now let's see how the Shulchan Aruch passes this day. Siman Shin Chof Aleph, Sif Yud Beis. So the Mechaber says, Hamechati Chayerek, Dak Dak Chayu Mishum Teichet. So it involves the Nisar of Tchina Midraisa. Then the Ramo says, V'ho Adin Doso Lachtir Gregory Sucharuvim Lifnei Skein. In other words, so you're not allowed to cut, to slice, let's say, Charuvim, carrots, St. John's bread, into small pieces for elderly people. In other words, for young people, you are allowed to slice St. John's bread. I mean carobs. Why? Because a young man can eat it unsliced. So memele it doesn't involve any satchina if you slice it, because it can be eaten anyway. Mashein came if you slice it for elderly people who do not have good teeth, so memele it couldn't be eaten unsliced. So memele when you slice it for them, it involves an isar tefe. This is what the Ramos says. Vidavke peres v'chadim elezoser. Avo yuter lifarir lechem lifnei atarigelim deheilu chvor nitchan ein lochush dein teichin achateichin. So he passes like this mark. That in teichin achateichin, and he passes it's muter lifnei rabon. There is no isar whatsoever. Now, I think that there is a way of answering the kashe of the Shulta Gibeir, because the Shulta Gibeir is certainly correct in assuming that the Jewish Rashba would not be matir tchine of wheat in order to eat the flour of Beli. You will not be matir. So the question is, why not? So apparently. The shite of the Rashba is also, he also agrees with the shite of the Smak that there is aloha of intechen ahatech. Now the Balamoya here in Psochem says that to break down, to be mifarer a loaf of bread and then to throw it into the yam,